For my lesson today, I want to read some verses of Scripture from the Old Testament and 1 Samuel chapter 22, and then I will read some verses of Scripture from the New Testament, Mark chapter 2. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, I'll read verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, David therefore departed and escaped to the cave Adullam. You may ask me, what or who did he escape from? He escaped from Saul, the king of Israel, who was trying to kill him. Saul was hunting him down like he was an animal. He had a price on his head. Saul was wicked and jealous of David, and he had it in his heart to destroy him completely. He had the money and the manpower. He had the resources to do it. Therefore, David escaped and hid out in a cave. And when his brothers and all of his father's house heard it, they went down to him. And every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. In these verses, we find that every one that was in distress. Distress, that means a painful, awful condition. They were in distress. And everyone that was in debt, apparently this indebtedness was one in which they could not pay. We all owed a debt we couldn't pay, and Jesus paid a debt he didn't owe. And then it tells us that everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him. This was David. And now in the book of Mark, we find here the son of David. And it tells us that as Jesus sat in the house of Matthew, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. Isn't that a coincidence? All of the distressed, the indebted, and the discontented gathered themselves unto David. And in the book of Mark, we find that the publicans and the sinners gathered themselves unto the son of David. The Bible says they heard his words gladly. These were the ones upon whom God's mighty love, God's mighty stoop of love, fixed itself, and upon whom his sovereign grace exerts his power. The great founder of Zion had found inhabitants for her, even as Romulus people Rome. It is said that the renowned builder that built Rome, when he had walled his city, he peopled it by permitting the off-scourgings of all other cities to use it as a refuge. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O Zion, city of God. And yet all of your citizens confess that they were guilty and defiled till Jesus washed and renewed them. Today, Jesus, the Son of David, enlists under his banner men who are in debt, who are discontented, who are distressed, and out of such as these, he makes heroes of the cross. I invite you to the cave of Adullam, to the cave of Adullam of his church, those who are willing to enlist under the banner of the Son of David. But our Lord goes further than just eating and drinking with the sinners and the publicans. He calls them to repentance, and shortly thereafter, those that had been so unfit for holy service, he uses them in his most hallowed work. But the Pharisees would have none of this. To sit at the sinner's table and let him wait upon them is far too great an honor for the likes of those publicans and sinners. I believe that at first, many of the early Christians thought it almost impossible that Saul of Tarsus could be allowed to be a preacher. They'd heard that he that now preached the faith which had persecuted, but they could hardly believe in his apostleship. What? When his hands were still red with the blood of God's children, should he stand up and preach and to be an apostle? How could it be? We all have a measure of this legal hardness and are scarcely prepared to allow the guilty to become preachers of grace, preachers of love. The gospel knows nothing of a quarantine before its pulpit. Jesus permits the man who was a sinner to become his host, even as he allowed the woman who was a sinner to anoint his head, and Peter, who had denied him, to feed his sheep. I'm going to let Brother Hill finish this lesson today. I'll be speaking on this same subject tomorrow.
If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough they'd reach the sky above. If you could know everything there was to know about life's game, still you'd know nothing until you've known God and His love. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has trod. Everybody, and you could call every name from here to yon. But if you've not come face to face with Jesus and His saving grace, still you've known nothing until the love of God. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from my